بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا، حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا، حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين.
Verse number 15. And I commanded man with emphasis that he should be kind to his parents, and that he should be righteous towards them in their lifetime and after their death, with what does not oppose the sacred law, and in particular his mother, who carried him with difficulty and gave birth to him with difficulty, and the length of his gestation period, in which he remained, and the beginning of his weaning, is 30 months. Until when he reaches the completion of his mental and physical strength, he says, My Lord, inspire me to thank you for your favor you have done to me and my parents, and inspire me to do good actions which please you, and accept them from me, and correct my children for me. I have repented to you from my sins, and I am amongst those who submit to your obedience and surrender to your commands.
أولئك الذين نتقبل عنهم أحسن ما عملوا ونتجاوز عن سيئاتهم في أصحاب الجنة ونتجاوز عن سيئاتهم في أصحاب الجنة وعد الصدق الذي كانوا يوعدون.
Verse number 16. Those are the ones from whom I accept the good deeds they did and overlook their sins, so I do not seize them due to them, and they are amongst the people of paradise. This promise they have been given is a true promise which will definitely occur. After Allah mentioned the example of one who is righteous to his parents to encourage righteousness, he mentioned the example of one who disobeys them to discourage disobeying them. He said,
والذي قال لوالديه أف لكما أتعدانني أن أخرج وقد خلت القرون من قبلي وهما يستغيثان الله ويلك آمن وهما يستغيثان الله ويلك آمن إن وعد الله حق فيقول ما هذا إلا أساطير الأولين.
Verse number 17. And the one who said to his parents, Woe unto you! Do you promise me that I will be taken out of my grave alive after I die, whereas many nations have passed in which people died, but none of them was raised alive, and his parents are seeking help from Allah to guide their son towards faith, and they say to their son, Woe unto you, if you do not bring faith on the resurrection, so bring faith in it. Allah's promise of resurrection is true without doubt, but he says, renewing his denial of the resurrection, this which is said regarding the resurrection is nothing but something related from the books of the previous people and what they wrote. It is not proven from Allah.
Ulaa أولئك الذين حق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس إنهم كانوا خاسرين.
Verse number 18. Those are the ones for whom punishment is established amongst the nations before them, from the jinns and men. They were the losers, as they lost themselves and their children by entering the fire.
وَلِكُلٍّ دَرَجَاتٌ مِّمَّا عَمِلُوا وَلِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 19. And for each group, the group of paradise and the group of the fire are ranks according to their actions. The ranks of the people of paradise are high ranks, whilst the ranks of the people of the fire are low ranks. And so that Allah gives them the full reward of their actions, and they will not be oppressed on the day of judgment by their good deeds being decreased or their bad deeds being increased.
وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ.
Verse number 20. On the day when those who rejected Allah and His messengers will be exposed to the fire to be punished in it, it will be said to them in rebuke, "You have finished your good things in your worldly life, and you enjoyed the pleasures it contained. On this day, you will be rewarded with the punishment, which will disgrace and shame you, due to your arrogance on earth unjustly, and due to your leaving the obedience of Allah through disbelief and sins." Beneficial points. 1. Explaining the status of righteousness in Islam, especially with respect to the mother, and warning of disobedience. 2. Explaining the danger of increasing the worldly pleasures as they distract from the afterlife. 3. Explaining the severe warning for the people of pride and transgression.
واذكر أخا عاد إذ أنذر قومه بالأحقاف وقد خلت النذر من بين يديه ومن خلفه ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم.
Verse number 21. O Messenger, remember Hud, the brother of Ad in lineage, when he warned his people of Allah's punishment befalling them, when they were in their homes in Ahqaf in the south of the Arabian Peninsula, and messengers to warn their people had already passed before Hud and after him, saying to their people, "Do not worship anyone except Allah alone. Do not worship anything besides Him. O people, I fear for you the punishment of a great day, which is the day of judgment."
قالوا أجئتنا لتأفكنا عن آلهتنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين.
Verse number 22. His people said to him, "Have you come to us to turn us away from worshipping our gods? That will never happen for you. So bring us the punishment you promise us, if you are true in what you claim."
قال إنما العلم عند الله وأبلغكم ما أرسلت به ولكني أراكم قوما تجهلون.
Verse number 23. He said, "The knowledge of the time for punishment is only with Allah, and I do not have any knowledge of it. I am only a messenger who conveys to you what I have been sent with towards you. However, I see you as a people who are unaware of what contains benefit for you, so you leave it, and of what contains harm for you, so you commit it.
فلما رأوه عارضا مستقبل أوديتهم قالوا هذا عارض ممطرنا بل هو ما استعجلتم به ريح فيها عذاب أليم.
Verse number 24. Then when the punishment they hastened for came to them, and they saw a cloud appearing in one direction of the sky, heading towards their valleys, they said, "This is a cloud which will bring us rain." Hud said to them, "The matter is not as you think, i.e., that it is a cloud which will rain upon you, but rather it is a punishment you hastened for. It is a wind which contains a painful punishment."
تدمر كل شيء بأمر ربها فأصبحوا لا يرى إلا مساكنهم كذلك نجزي القوم المجرمين.
Verse number 25. Destroying everything is passed by which Allah ordered to be destroyed, so they were destroyed. Only their houses in which they lived being visible, bearing witness to their inhabiting them before. With this kind of painful punishment, I punish the transgressors who persist in their disbelief and sins.
وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِيمَا إِنْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِيهِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعًا وَأَبْصَارًا وَأَفْئِدَةً فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُهُمْ وَلَا أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْحَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Verse number 26. And I granted the people of Hud the means of establishment, which I have not given you, and I give them hearing to hear with, vision to see with, and hearts to understand with. But their hearing did not benefit them at all, nor did their vision or intellects. They did not repel Allah's punishment from them when it came to them, as they used to disbelieve in Allah's signs, and the punishment which they used to mock, and which their prophet Hud, peace be upon him, used to warn them of befalling them.
وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَى وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Verse number 27. And I destroyed the cities around you, O people of Mecca. I destroyed Ad, Thamud, the people of Lut, and the people of Madian, and I gave them different proof and evidence, in the hope they will return from their disbelief.
فلولا نصرهم الذين اتخذوا من دون الله قربانا آلهة بل ضلوا عنهم وذلك إفكهم وما كانوا يفترون.
Verse number 28. So why did their idols, which they took as gods besides Allah, and which they used to seek closeness to through worship and sacrifice, not help them? They did not help them at all, but in fact, they disappeared from them when they needed them the most. And that is the lie and fabrication they did to themselves, i.e., that these idols will benefit them and intercede for them with Allah. Beneficial points. 1. The messengers do not have knowledge of the ghaib except what their Lord has informed them of. 2. The people of Hud were deceived when they thought the punishment which was going to befall them was rain, so they did not repent before it seized them suddenly. 3. The power of Ad was more than the power of Quraysh, but Allah still destroyed them. 4. The intelligent is he who takes lessons from others, and the ignorant is he who takes lessons from himself.